Learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary Ma'am Loez by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi, may the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for any of our Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. This is Shir number 25. And we are holding with chapter 49, pasuk 14. Zedarkom kesel lamoid v'acharehem befihem yirtu sela. This is their way and their folly, and of those who come after them and mouth their sayings with approval, sela. This is their way, the way of the wicked, and their folly. The folly of the wicked is that they do not know how to behave properly. Those who come after them, their offspring, mouth their sayings with approval. The children hear their parents thrive and pray for wealth, so they want to follow in their footsteps. A related interpretation says, their way attests to their folly, but those who come after them want to benefit from their wealth. Some relate acharehem to acharisam, their end. The wicked keep saying that they want to do something that will benefit them in the end, after death, but they only mouth their sayings and do nothing about it. A more literal interpretation says, this is their way to gather and amass possessions and then to bequeath to others. Those who come after them will want in their mouths b'fihem. They want merely to squander the inheritance on filling their bellies with delicacies. A related subtle interpretation says, this is their way, that they indulge in food and drink, and the reason is their end, acharehem. They are constantly aware of the day of death, and the evil inclination tells them, if you will not enjoy yourself now, what benefit do you gain from having been born into this world? Therefore, they always want pleasures in their mouths, something good to eat. Pasuk Tezvav, Pasuk 15. Katzon lish'ol Shatu mavis yirem vayirduvam yishorim laboker vitzirom levalo sheol mezuvo lo. Like sheep they are appointed for the netherworld. Death will be their shepherd. The upright will dominate them in the morning, and their form will waste away in the netherworld, leaving behind their dwelling. As a sheep is gathered into its flock, so they are appointed for the netherworld. Like the shepherd gathering his sheep, so death will be their shepherd, to gather them into the pit. Unlike today, when the wealthy subjugate the rest of the Jewish people, in the morning, on the day of judgment, the upright will dominate the wicked. Another interpretation says that the upright means angels. The angels that bring death will overcome those people in the morning. That is, they will die in their middle years before their time. The metaphor of in the morning, laboke, echoes the term bikor in the earlier pasuk. But man with all his possessions will not outlast the night. Their form, suram, their human excellence and rock-like strength, suram means form while suram means a rock, will in the end waste away in the netherworld, leaving behind their dwelling. In the end they will leave the rich plenty of their mansions on earth and depart for the pit of the netherworld. Like sheep, they do not enjoy a long life. They do not die at the proper time. They are like sheep that are slaughtered before they have fully lived. Death will be their shepherd. They are like sheep sold by the shepherd for slaughter. As the dictum of our sages goes, the end of man is to die, and the end of beast is to the slaughter. Some read Urim in the sense of comradeship, Reya, and the interpretation follows. Death cleaves to them like a friend, refusing to depart. They are like sheep that do not expect death until it suddenly strikes them. Death will be their shepherd. The wicked are not like the beasts that die only once. They die every day, for every day they afflict themselves. In the morning, at the time of resurrection of the dead, the upright will dominate them. Then their form, the souls of the wicked, will waste away in the netherworld, leaving behind their dwelling on high, where they originated. When the wicked think of death, they say, like sheep, they are appointed for the nether world. Just as nothing survives the sheep after its death, so nothing remains of the human being when he's in the pit. Man gains nothing by his righteousness, pasuk that's found in Sefer Kehelis, and as a result, death will be their shepherd to increase their affliction. But when the upright think of death, they learn from their bad end to see the morning. They see the true light and their form, and they have the strength to see to it that the nether world should not be their final dwelling. If you ask those who devote their days to the accumulation of wealth why they do so, they will tell you that they do not strive for themselves, but for their children, for those who are after them. However, this is the way of them who are foolish. For the children who receive the inheritance become like sheep appointed for the nether world. No good comes of this inherited money, for instead of success, it brings them death. They begin to grow fat like sheep, and the fatter the sheep, the closer it is to being put to death. Their father who begot them, Suram, as it says, look to the rock, Sur, from where you are hewn. That pasuk is found in Sefer Yesayahu. Waste away in the nether world, leaving behind his dwelling. Even when the pit will come to an end and cease to be his dwelling, his suffering will not cease. An alternative interpretation of the latter says, he will not pause in his pursuit of riches, adding to his affliction. Just as sheep that grow fat bring misfortune upon themselves, for they are then slaughtered, so the rich bring on their own death by gorging themselves with food and drink. Pasuk Tes Zion, Pasuk 16. Achalehim yifte nafshi yatsho'ol ki kocheni selah. But Hashem will redeem my soul from the power of the nether world, for he will receive me. Selah always. I incline my ear to a parable, so that Hashem will redeem my soul. This is the pasuk we already learned. I will not go to the nether world, for he will receive me during my life, so that I might walk in his ways. When Hashem takes my soul, he will receive me. He will redeem it from the power of the nether world. When Hashem takes my soul, it will cleave to the supernal soul that is the soul of heaven. The singer says, when they come to their end, they will go down to the nether world. The previous pasuk that we just learned. But Hashem will redeem my soul from the power of the nether world. He will receive me forever, and my soul will be bound to the bundle of life, a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Similarly, it says about Hanoch, and he was not, for Hashem took him. It's found in the Chumash Bereishis. And as David goes on to say, you will guide me with your counsel and afterwards receive me to glory. The present pasuk is thus a great affirmation of the survival of the soul after death. Set against what was said about the wicked, like sheep they are appointed for the nether world. That is, there is no hope for them after death. I trust in Hashem that he will redeem my soul from the power of the nether world, whereas they abandon eternal life in exchange for the trifling things of this world. I am occupied with good works that bring the soul to eternal life. Because Hashem himself will redeem my soul from the power of the nether world, I do not find room in my heart for the vain pursuit of amassing wealth. Riches will not help redeem my soul from the power of the nether world. Some perceive the present pasuk as a request. The singer pleads that Hashem redeem his soul from the power of the nether world to receive me from there, even as he receives the soul at death. Furthermore, may Hashem bequeath Sela eternal life to me. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Al tira ki yashir ish ki yirbe kavod bezo. Do not be afraid when one is made rich, when the wealth of his house is increased. The Torah speaks to those who hold the erroneous opinion that in the world to come, the rich are on a higher plane than the needy and the poor. It says, do not be afraid when one is made rich, when the wealth of his house is increased. If he has many house servants and pleasures, do not be concerned that your status there will be inferior to his, that as many things are here, so they remain there. For as we find in Pasuk Yudcheskel, lo bemoso yikach hakol lo yeyured achurav kevodo. For when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His splendor, his glory will not descend after him. At his death, he will not take along any of his possessions. So if all his splendor and wealth remain here, why should they honor him in the world to come? This man can enjoy his affluence only during his lifetime, not after death. Earlier, the singer made it clear that affluence and wealth will not help a man prolong his life and escape death. Here he continues by adding that neither will they help him after death, for when he dies, he will carry nothing away. His splendor will not descend after him. He will come away like a poor man who has nothing. A pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. The singer turns to the man of intelligence who welcomes his words of admonition. When you see a rich man enjoy the increasing wealth of his house, and you are not rich like him, do not be afraid, for his sole ambition is only to increase the wealth of his house, and he does not dispense charity. As a result, his splendor and honor will not descend after him. Even if he lives well and long, look to his end, for he will carry nothing away when he dies. While he is alive, he praises himself, but others do not praise him after he is gone. Lo yered acharav kevodo. Others will praise you when you do well to improve yourself. Some say that the Torah speaks here against those who are envious of the rich, because they can use their wealth to perform many mitzvahs and thus earn glory in the world to come. The truth is that affluence is a very severe test, for not everyone is found worthy of using his wealth for a sublime purpose. Thus the singer says, do not be afraid that when one is made rich, he will increase the glory of his house. If the rich man does not have the merit to deserve that, b'moso yikach hakol, when he dies, he will take everything with him. He had not dispersed all the money in a manner that he ends up taking it all with him into the world to come. Then his splendor will not descend after him. In another sense, the singer says, do not imagine that when he dies, he will carry everything away with him, that because of his money, he will earn eternal life. For his splendor will not descend with him. In the world of truth, those who are high here are below, and those below are above. A parable. A man who supervised the financial affairs of the king was one day suddenly asked to submit a full accounting. Finding himself in deep trouble, he approached three of his friends, one who was always with him, one who was with him often enough, and one whom he saw very rarely. He came to the first friend and asked him to intercede with the king. But the other replied, I'm not used to leaving my house, and I certainly cannot go speak before the king. The man left in dismay and approached the second friend. Go and commend me to the king. The friend replied, I will do this. I will accompany you to the place where you are to be judged, and then I will return home. But who am I to come before the king? The man then approached his third friend, and in tears told him his troubles. Do not weep, my brother, the friend replied. I will go with you to the king and commend you with the highest praise. The friend did what he promised, and as a result, the king pardoned the man for past transgressions and appointed him to a still higher position of power. In the parable, the king represents the King of Kings, Hashem. Blessed be he who sends a man into this world to accumulate merit by performing mitzvahs and doing good. His every accomplishment will elevate him closer to the royal throne. A human being has three friends, and one of them is money. He spends all his life trying to acquire it, convinced that it will help him. But money is like a stone that does not budge from its place. A man's other friend is his family. His close relations accompany him all the way to the grave and then return home. The third friend is all the charity he had dispensed. It goes before him and speaks in his favor, as it says, and your charitableness will go before you, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. This is the intended meaning of what the Masorah Concordance says. Hein ani, behold I am, appears in the scripture three times. Behold, I am a dry tree. Behold, I am left alone. And behold, I am towards Hashem as you are. A pasuk that's found in Iyov. One's money says, behold, I am a dry tree, and I cannot move from my native bit of land to go with you. a man's wife and family accompany him to the grave, and then he says, "Behold, I'm left alone." A man's charitable acts say, "Behold, I am towards Hashem, as you are." Pasuk Yotes, Pasuk 19. Ki nafsho b'chayav yevorech v'yaducha ki seitim lo. Though while he lives, he blesses himself, his soul. Others will praise you when you do well for yourself, for your soul. While he lives, the wicked man blesses his soul. He boasts and praises himself. Be at peace, my soul, he says. No harm will come to you. But others do not say this to him. Therefore, if you will listen to the words of others and change, others will praise you when you do well for yourself, improve your soul. A different reading of the words, Ki nafsho b'chayav yevorech, he should have blessed his soul by living. Instead of having devoted all his efforts to satisfy his body, he should have acted to satisfy his soul through the pursuit of wisdom and doing good deeds. Enlightened man will praise you when you do well for your soul. While he lives, he blesses his soul. Only during his lifetime can the rich man use his wealth to improve and satisfy his soul. Following his death, the soul will no longer be able to derive any benefits from him. If you will put into practice the words that I have addressed to you, and you improve yourself, then others will praise you. You will then achieve a great benefit for your soul. Pasuk Chaf, Pasuk 20. Tavoy ador avosav ad netzach lo yiru or. You will come to the generation of his fathers to eternity. They will not see light. When you will have completed your years and die, you will come to see the generation of the wicked. For the forefathers of a wicked man are condemned to Gehenna, hell, and they never see the light. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Pasuk 21. Adam bikor v'lo yovin nimshol kabhemos nidbu. Man with all his glory, if he does not understand, he's like the silent beast. Man with all his glory, the path of life confronts a man, and he can attain glory and honor, but he does not understand. Behold, man in his glory, he is in the image of God, but if he does not try to understand, he's like the silent beast. Man has the precious capacity to rule his passions. If he does not understand to utilize this capacity and ends up being ruled, nimshal, by his physical inclination instead of ruling it, he is like the silent beast whose nature it is to be ruled. The rich in their folly declare that men who have no wealth are not men, but are as the silent beast. Here he says that man is like the beast who does not understand how to use his wealth, the core of preciousness properly. Quick wealth. There was once lived a pagan who had a great passion for money. His thoughts were always full of schemes to become rich quickly. One day, a native said to him, "Take this wallet, and in it you'll find a single coin. When you remove the coin, another coin will immediately follow. However, you may not benefit from the money so long as the wallet remains in your possession." The pagan was very happy. He thought to himself, "Surely I can fast for one day, and in the course of that day, I will take out many coins from the wallet. Only then will I get rid of the wallet." He did this the first day and continued into the second day, for his heart was not sated with the riches already in his possession. So great was his desire for more and more money that he forgot to eat, and the soul finally departed. It is of such as these that the Torah says here, "Man with all his glory, if he does not understand, he is like the silent beast." Chapter 50, Pasuk 1. Mizmor lo asof keel lekim, Hashem diber vayikro oretz mimizrach shemesh ad mevavo. A psalm of Asaf, Hashem, God the Lord, has spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down. In Psalm 48, the singer spoke about the excellence of the land of Israel, and the aim of Psalm 49 was to make it clear that just because it was a land flowing with milk and honey, as found in Chumash Shemos, it was not the physical blessings of the land that mattered most. Here the singer goes on to say, similarly, that while the excellence of this chosen land and its sanctity are related to the offering of sacrifices, and sacrifice cleanse a person of all his sins so that he can be joyous again, not the offerings are of importance. Rather, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams, as a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. if the proper attitude of remorse and repentance is lacking, offerings are meaningless. The present psalm condemns flatterers and hypocrites. They commit the foulest abominations, yet present themselves as saints by bringing many sacrificial offerings. They find fault with others concerning the very things that brands them guilty, and the singer speaks in the name of God, who will now judge them for their evil deeds. Our Hashem comes and does not keep silent. He will not keep silent as he had done until now. God says to men of piety, "You, my saintly ones, gather to me those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." That is, those who think that with offerings they can establish a covenant with me, as we'll learn in the next few psukim. The heavens declare his righteousness, that is, that he has no need of sacrifices. There is no eating or drinking in the heavens. Rather, Hashem, he is the judge, and he will pass judgment. The heavens will make it clear that he is righteous when silencing the sinner. Some explain that the pasuk pertains to judgment day. A man is judged on three occasions: on Rosh Hashanah, on the day of his death, and on judgment day. The preceding psalm spoke solely of the day of death, declaring, like sheep, they are appointed for the nether world. Here the Torah relates to the awesome day of judgment. Elsewhere, Asaph composed the psalm about Rosh Hashanah, and he mentioned the righteous Joseph. Here he speaks of three categories of people: the righteous, the average, and the wicked. And he mentions the creation of the world. For to pass judgment means to apply the rule of law, which is related to the creation. For this reason, Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, is at the same time the day of the creation of the world. As it says in Pirkei Avos, "He is the one who forms, he is the creator, he is the judge, and he is the plaintiff." Judgment day also refers to the future, when the Redeemer will come. As it says prophetically, "I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Yishafat, and I will enter into judgment with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and have divided up my land," a pasuk that's found in Yoel. The pasuk says, "Kael Elikim," which means the judge of all judges and the one who's above all capacities and powers. This psalm was composed by Asaph, one of the sons of Korach. Thus our sages teach concerning the book of Psalms: your neck is like the Tower of David, built as a stately landmark, the Talpios, a pasuk found in Shir Shir. That is to say, this book was spoken by many mouths. 10 different people composed Sefer Tehillim: Adam, Avram, Moshe, David, and Malki Tzedek. There was no dispute among the sages regarding these 5. There was a dispute regarding the other 5. Rav said they were Asaph, Heman, Yedudin, the 3 sons of Korach, and Ezra. Rav Yochanan said Asaph, Heman, Yedudin each composed 1 psalm, and the 3 sons of Korach composed 1. Some say that Asaph was a poet who lived in the time of David, and he composed the present psalm where Hashem admonishes the Jewish people. Prior to the admonition, he describes how Hashem commanded that all men come to hear the rebuke administered to his people. The singer began by extolling Hashem as the creator of the world. The earth and its fullness are his, and he has no need of sacrificial offerings. He continues by depicting the great good that was bestowed upon the Jewish people when they were given Zion, the perfection of beauty, where Shechina appeared, but they proved ungrateful. According to an interpretation that the present psalm speaks of judgment day, it says, "Hashem has spoken and called the earth in the future. Hashem will call upon all the earth to stand in judgment before him." The pasuk mentions 3 names of Hashem: Kael, Elikim, and Yudkei Vavkei. He created the world in accordance with these names, which corresponds to Chokhmah, Bina, V'Das, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Hashem has spoken and called the earth. Since Hashem created the world, he can change it. From the rising of the sun to its going down, that is, from east to west, the pasuk does not mention north and south, for there is no human habitation there due to the extreme cold. The present pasuk says further, "Before the Torah was given at Sinai, the first generations recognized the glory of Hashem by gazing at the sun and stars, and they understood that Hashem created the world. But now, when out of Tziyon Hashem has appeared, there is revealed the glory of Hashem, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu for all time. It is that Hashem is a great king over all the earth. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Mitzion Michlal Yofi Lekim Hofia. Out of Tzion, the perfection of beauty, Hashem has appeared. It is as if Hashem calls out from there to come to Yerushalayim, as it says, Hashem roars out of Tzion and utters his voice from Yerushalayim. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yoel. Out of Tzion, the perfection, Michlal of beauty. Yerushalayim is the vessel, the keli, containing all the beauty of the world. And from there Hashem has appeared. From there he shone forth his brilliance. For Yerushalayim is the place divinely designated as the conduit for every kind of perfection and deliverance. Thus it says in Tehillim, Hashem will bless you from Tzion. And it says also, oh, that the deliverance of Israel were to come out of Zion. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Yovo Elokeinu b'al yechurash eish lefonav tochel usvivav nisaram od. Our God comes and does not keep silence. A fire devours before him and round about him. It is very stormy. The singer cries out. Our God comes and he does not keep silent. The same cry is uttered by the righteous who call upon Hashem to avenge the spilled blood of his servants. Let him not keep silent about our situation and our afflictions. May a fire from before him devour the nations that afflict us, and may a mighty storm consume their inhabitants. It is human nature to fear someone who is distant, strangers, more than someone who is near, relatives. But Hashem, blessed be He, casts His fear more on those who are near to Him than upon those who are far from Him. As it says in Chumash Vayikra, I will be sanctified in them that come near me. And as it also says here, round about him it is very stormy. Thus David goes on to say, O Hashem, God of hosts, O Hashem, who is strong like you, and your faithfulness is round about you. We see in the material realm that when things which are valued for their particular form are damaged, they lose their value more readily. Similarly, pious and righteous individuals, the heart within the body of humanity, are flawed by the slightest something. Our Hashem comes and does not keep silence. His coming will not be as a still small voice, a pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph, but as a fire that devours before him, and as a mighty storm round about him that fans the ferocity of the fire. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4, Yikra El Hashemayim, Me'ol V'El Ha'oretz Ladin Amor. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Hashem exacts retribution, that he may judge his people for their transgression, by means of the heavens and the earth. For as it says in the Torah, in Chumash Devarim, if they would not heed his voice, he will shut up the heavens, that there be no rain, and that the earth not yield its fruit. He calls to the heavens above, he calls upon the angels to come down and avenge the blood of his people shed by the nations. As it says, and it came to pass that night that the angel of Hashem went out and smote in the camp of Ashur, a pasuk that's found in Melachim Beis. He also calls to the earth that within those nations one man should draw his sword against another for having killed many of his people, as the prophet Yechezkel foretold. Every man's sword will be against his brother. And as it says in the prophecy of Zechariah, a great panic will be among them. Some explain that this pasuk pertains to the resurrection of the dead. He calls to the earth, refers to those who sleep in the earth, as in awake and sing, and you dwell in the dust, the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Accordingly it says he calls to the heavens above the soul and to the earth the body to judge them together. The pleasant psalm teaches that the resurrection of the dead will begin from Tzion, since it was from there that the world was created and brought to completion. A parable of body and soul. The emperor Antonius said to Rebbe, the body and the soul can both escape judgment. The body can say, the soul sinned. For behold, since the day she left me, I lie here in the grave like a silent stone. The soul can say, the body sinned. For behold, since the day I separated myself from it, I soar in the air like a bird. Rebbe answered him, I will tell you a parable. A king of flesh and blood owned a fine orchard where the beautiful first figs had just ripened. He placed two watchmen in the orchard, one lame and the other blind. Please turn tape over to some.